Blog Talk Radio.
Some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots. Oh, but I'm gonna trust in the name of the Lord. Some trust in their riches, some may trust in all they own. Oh, but I will trust in the name of the Lord. There is wonder working power, Holy Spirit power, great redeeming power, power in the name, resurrection power, bondage breaking power, power in the name of Jesus. Some trust in their wisdom, some they say it's foolishness. Oh, but I will trust.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Jamie. I can hear music, but I can't hear you if you're talking. We can hear music. You. I've been praying. Greg says he can hear me, but not you. I heard you unmute me. Song choices.
You hear me now, Jennifer?
There you are. Yes.
Okay, let me see if that made it stop echoing. I don't understand the music. There was no music playing.
Really?
Yeah, there was no music playing at all.
Wow, there was worship music on.
That's weird. I mean, I played a song earlier, but it had already gone off, and you said you were hearing music, and I'm thinking, okay, that's already gone. So, anyhow, I called in with my phone and clicked on whatever this is. It has worked before. The only thing is before when I've done that, when I get to the 8:30 program time, it cuts off. So we'll have to be aware of that. Okay. Well, it hasn't done that for a long time. I'm surprised. It's been doing good. I hate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt like it was the enemy tonight. I was feeling that. But...
Probably. I mean, probably so. I think I've had some warfare today, period. Whatever. Anyhow, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Jennifer. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the light that she is. Father, that your light is within her. Lord, that your light is shining through her. And, Lord, that your light is getting brighter. Lord, not only the illumination of the Spirit of God that's within her, Lord, but you're illuminating the path before her. For the steps she, not only the steps she should take, but Lord, the timing. Lord, you're giving her timing. You know, they said the sons of Issachar that they understood the timing, the times and seasons. I think in this particular thing, it's like God giving you timing for things in your personal life, timing, time frames, timing. For things that have to do with maybe even with your children. But I just sense, I don't have all the answers, but I do sense that God giving you direction, God giving you wisdom on timing and illuminating that before you. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Jennifer's life. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the peace of God and the wisdom of God, Lord, the peace of God that she will have, that she will feel settled. She will feel, Lord, that as you illuminate these things to her, that she will have that peace that says, this is right. I know. You know, sometimes our knower just is like, you know that you know that you know. And then when we have that feeling, that second guessing of is, well, is this right? I think it is, but what if, and should I, and, you know, what if, could, would, all of that kind of stuff. But when that knower feeling comes up in us of like, I know that I know that God has spoke. I know that I know that I'm on track here. That peace and that rest comes with it. But I don't know what all God is illuminating, but I just sense the light of God around you, the light of God in you, but I sense like an illumination for your path and very much sense timing being a part of that. God giving you a definite on some timing on some things. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. And, God, we thank you for that. And we thank you for the peace and the just that calmness that comes with it and that joy that when we have the answers that we're needing, it brings a joy. When we have an answer to prayers, it brings a joy of the Lord. Because that's one thing, you know, we have all these things on our plate, and then when some of those things are settled, and it's like, yes, yes, okay, that's something I cannot concern myself with now because I have the answer, I have the timing, I know the next step, I know I have God's spirit instructing me on this, and I know that I know that I know that it's God. So, amen. Praise God.
Amen. Yes. Well, we've been praying for timing on a few things, so if I give glory to God, I'm ready and waiting for his wisdom. Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus. Thank you.
I believe he's fixing to give you that. You're fixing to have that. And then it'll be
I feel it.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Definitely.
Praise God.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you, and thank you for letting me know that the thing wasn't working. I had no idea. Everything looked smooth. So, well, sweetie, was there anything in particular you want prayer about, or anything you want to talk about tonight?
No, it was just wonderful. Actually, you've been on my heart all day. The Lord's just kind of doing a new thing with me, and He's been waking me up at a certain time every morning, and I've noticed it's like He puts a different person on my heart every morning, different mornings, and
mm-hmm.
this morning was you. So
cool.
I was not going to hang up, and I was like doing warfare because it was like I wanted to talk to you. Like, so I woke up with you. I mean, first thing this morning when I opened my eyes, and just wanted you to know that you've been prayed for today. And I will continue praying for you as the Spirit leads. So
thank you.
I appreciate you and love you.
Oh, I love you too. I have sensed warfare from the enemy today. I'll have to admit, and you know, some of that had to do, you know, most of the messages I give many times have to go with things that I'm going through myself. But I have sensed warfare from the enemy today for sure. So I appreciate that. I appreciate God putting me on your heart too.
He loves you. We love you. Everyone loves you. Who cannot love Jeannie?
Carol, I love
so
you
sweet.
Too. I love you too,
but,
for sure. Well, that's awesome to know.
We just bless you, Jeannie, and just have a lovely night.
You too. You too, hon.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful night, and I will talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Hi,
502-548.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Jeannie. You just talked to my almost bride, soon to be bride.
Yes, I know it. As soon as I logged on, both of you two were already there. As soon as I logged on to the program, I said, just look at those two. Y'all are quite a pair. Yeah, y'all are. God did good putting you together.
Sure did. Sure
I love
did.
It.
Me
well, anything
too.
On your heart tonight you were wanting to talk about?
No.
Just
no,
prayer?
Just,
okay.
I'm just listening to what you prayed over her and definitely feeling that on the timing. And
mm-hmm. No, God's, I just sense God's fixing to clue y'all in on some of that stuff. So praise God. But let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Greg. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that God, he's a man that you've called. And Lord, that you have been shaping him with your very own hands. Lord, you have been molding him. I just sense, Greg, that it's like I can just see God's, like his personal hands, how he has shaped you and shaped you into the man that you are and still shaping you for things that are to come. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for the good mind that you've given Greg and the wisdom that you have poured within him. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for that, for the, even the knowledge that you have put within him. It's like I can see you studying a book. It's like I can see you in the books. What is in the books? I don't know if that's something that has to do with work. I don't know if it's like continuing education. I know a lot of jobs require like some continuing education and various things. I know even my husband, when he was in the oil field and safety and stuff like that, periodically he had to go. They would send him, he'd have to take little courses here and there that had to do with safety and various things. You know, he would have to, I guess, to keep their certification up or whatever, there has to be a certain amount of, like, continuing education and things, not necessarily going to college, but maybe like a class here and there. But it's like I see you in the books, whatever that means. That can have many meanings, studying up on things, discovering more things, trying to learn more about the things that you're involved in. Certainly can be the Bible, but that's not the sense I'm getting. It's just like I can sit like in the books. So, Father, Lord, you know. Lord, you know, in leading and guiding Greg, Father, Lord, and if there's more knowledge or things that he's needing more information on, Father, I just trust you to lead Greg in that way. Lord, you've given him a wonderful mind. You've given him a mind that comprehends. You've given him that detail. He's a detailed person, Lord. You've given him that ability to even see behind the scenes and even bring the pieces together, how to wrap things up and how to bring it all together so that things are a success and things work. You've given him that ability. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in Greg. And, Lord, how that you're lining him up for success. Lord, how that you're positioning him and have been bringing him through. Even with favor, Lord, even favor in places that he would not have thought he would have favor, Lord, that you have been in a process of like step by step by step, from glory to glory, from step by step, bringing him through favor and elevation and things, all things work together for his good. All things be working together for his good, Lord. And so I just bless him in Jesus' mighty name, and I thank you for him, Lord, in his life and all the impact that he has and is going to have on the lives of others. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
For whatever all of that means.
About the books could be financial books, like accounting books.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like books. It could be. I don't know. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll show. Yeah.
In the book. So your nose, your head in the book.
We'll report back on that one. For sure.
Yeah. Well, is there anything in particular you want in prayer about tonight, hon?
No, ma'am. Things are good. Things are pretty smooth, working a lot. Yeah, pray that I get to see my Jennifer very soon.
I hope
it's been
you
a while since I got to see her. It's been tough, but yeah. But yeah, no, everything's good.
I keep expecting to hear a date pretty soon.
Well, that word about timing was what I was hoping for. Yeah.
So yeah, I
think we're closer,
too.
But we still just haven't landed on anything.
Yeah. Well, I believe God'll show y'all. God'll show you.
I agree. We agree. We both agree and believe.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have
a
blessed week. Love you guys. All right. Talk to you later. 205-531. How's Miss Julie tonight?
Just fine.
Good. I'm glad I'm able to hear you good. I'm so appreciative. When you guys can realize, you know, if you click and it opens up your mic and you realize there's something not going right, I appreciate it when y'all speak up and let me know, because sometimes there's just nothing on this end that shows me that it's not working. So I appreciate that kind of stuff so much.
Yeah, you played music and then it went out, and then all of a sudden the song just started playing again. And when Jennifer was talking, I didn't hear any music. She said she heard, I didn't hear nothing. So I kept listening. I wonder what she told me. I said, "No music on," but I could hear her talking.
Well,
No, telling you.
Were y'all able to hear any of the message?
No. When you stop playing your music played at the beginning, well, you know, it tell you wait the 14 minutes, then you play the song, and it went out. And this I know a song was on again, and she was saying, you know, I can hear music, but I can't hear you. But you know, I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
Yeah, it looked like Randy had texted, it looked like Randy had texted. But to be honest, I always turn my sound down on my phone before the program starts, so I didn't realize he had texted. So, well, I be dog. Okay, well, I'm glad we got it fixed and were able to go on. Anyhow, I'm just surprised because it hasn't done that in a long, long time. It's probably just the enemy fighting. Because, like I said, I have felt the warfare from the enemy today. Well, let's pray for you, girl. Father, I thank you for Julia May, and Father, thank you, Lord, for the glory of God. It's like I'm hearing the glories. Father, thank you, Lord, that Lord, your word says you take us from glory to glory. Lord, that you take us from glory to glory, and I thank you for the glories in Julia May's life. The glories in her life, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for reward in her life. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the I'm hearing the word episode. You know, usually episode is like, you know, like with a movie, this you have, or a show, you have like one episode, one story. And Father, just thank you, Lord, for Lord, as one story closes, and then Lord, that you begin a new story, a new chapter in our lives. Father, I thank you, God, for a new episode, for a new chapter in Julia May's life, Lord, a new chapter, Lord, of new excitement and new adventure for her life, Lord, new expectation and a higher level in you, God, a higher perspective. Lord, more blessing, more flow of provision in her life. Lord, just that greater spot, that greater glory, place in you, that greater place, Lord, even in life of enjoyment, of peace, of those times of refreshing, God, those times that don't feel like constant battle, those times of where she's feels like she's having some smooth sailing. Those times that feel like those blessed times, those times that are that we reflect on as good. Life, you know, where we say life is good. Life is good. We're enjoying life, and life is good. Living in the blessing of God. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Julia May. Thank you, Lord, for all the seeds that she has planted, Lord, that she reaps harvest on, coming back to her. Pressed down with good measure, overflowing, Lord, coming back to her, Lord, even the hundredfold. Lord, all of the seeds that she's planted in the lives of others, all those things that she has planted for the kingdom of God, Lord, coming back to her, the reaping the harvest of that. And then, Father, I thank you, Lord, for times of little getaways. It doesn't even have to be overnight, Lord, but just little even daytime, little daily getaways, just little excursions out, whether it's going on a family picnic or the family going fishing or those things, you know, going to visit kinfolks at the Rarely Sea, but Lord, those excursions out that would just be enjoyable and fun and a time to just relax and just enjoy the goodness of God and just enjoy fellowship with others and those things that we bring relaxation, that bring laughter to her, Lord, that just bring enjoyment. Because, Lord, you gave us the earth for our pleasure. You gave us the earth to enjoy, and you gave us communion with other people, friends, and things to enjoy, Lord. And, Lord, your word says that you withhold no good thing from us. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for doing all that in Julia May's life. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, just as I heard glories, that from glory to glory to glory, Lord, I thank you for the glories in Julia May's life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That was interesting. At first, I heard glories, and I was like, glories. And then I remembered the scripture from glory to glory to glory, and it's like, well, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for that.
Oh, you know, on and praise. Yes.
God is good. All right, girl. Well, did you have anything in particular you wanted prayer about?
No, just still continuing to pray for my coworker. She's doing better. She woke up out the coma, and she's walking. She's not talking much, but she has a long way to go, but she been alert now for a week. And we thank God, you know, she finally really woke up and stayed woke because she was having trouble waking up. And, you know, she's a little out of focus, but, you know, we thank God for that.
Yeah, forever better progress for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, girl. Well, you have a great week. Love you and God bless you. And I'll talk to you again.
Okay. Love you and God bless you also. Bye-bye.
504-282. I believe this is Nicole.
Yes, it's Nicole.
Hi, girl. How you doing?
Good. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to hear from you tonight. Thank you for waiting. I'm so sorry that there was no sound earlier in the program. I had no idea. So I so appreciate all you guys that sit there. Yeah, y'all sit there and wait when there's nothing else, nothing going on, and you have no idea how much I appreciate that. Goodness, y'all are great.
My pleasure. I honestly enjoyed the worship song you played. It's one of my favorite songs to sing.
No, good. There's so many, you know, Chris Tomlin and Katie Nicole and Lauren Daigle. Some of those are just some of my very favorites, so. I play a whole lot of their stuff over and over. So, well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Nicole. And, Lord, I thank you that, Lord, that she is a flower in your kingdom, Lord. She is part of your bouquet. And, Lord, that she's beautiful in your sight, Lord, that you have put beauty in Nicole. And, Lord, that you have put a fragrance within her. Lord, a fragrance for others to partake of. Lord, that the fragrance, even the fragrance of the Lord, your word says that our prayers come up as a beautiful fragrance before you. But I sing that other people partake of, like the goodness in our life, the kindness in our life, the encouragement in our life. Maybe just when we offer a smile to someone that needs a smile, all of those things. That are God traits, those things that God put within us. Even sometimes just the sound of our laughter is a beautiful fragrance to others. And see, others, when we're in part of God's bouquet, when we're like a flower for the Lord, that's just how I see you, is like a flower for the Lord. Others, they come by and they smell that wonderful fragrance that God has given us. And it can be interpreted many different ways by different people. But see, it all, it comes back, is like the fragrance of God, of people partaking of what God put within us. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. God loves it. He's put so many colors and beautiful colors and traits within all of us so that no one is alike. No one, we can each I can touch people that maybe you won't touch. There are people you can touch that I would never be able to touch and so forth. And I just see people partaking of those beautiful fragrances that God has put within you, and the and even the colors. You know, the colors can be all the many talents and all the many giftings that are within us. People of the beautiful, the beauty that's in you, the beauty, the talents, and all of the beautiful things that God has put within you that makes you individual, that makes you separate, that makes you unique, uniquely you. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Nicole and all the beautiful things and all of the talents and those unique abilities and those things about her that just scream God, those things that speak God's nature, Lord, that you have put within her, Lord, that is a witness to you and is a witness of you in her life. Father, that reaches out and touches others, Lord, that it impacts others even when she doesn't even realize, because they're partaking of her beauty. They're partaking of this, the fragrance that she puts off. Those beautiful things. You know, I'll tell you this story here, and it's been a number, a few years back. There's a wonderful older lady that lives in a few towns away. She used to come to the meetings a lot, a very prominent older lady. She's about 90 years old now, but it's been probably, 10, 15 years, maybe 10 years ago. She came into the meeting one day. The meeting hadn't started yet, and I was already seated, but I was seated by the little walkway area there, you know, the little aisleway. And every time I would see her, I'd get up and give her a hug because she's a friend. And she was coming up. She was going to take a seat up further in front of me. As she walked by me and I stood up to give her a hug, I smelled flowers. And I reached and hugged her, and I could smell flowers. And I told her, I said, Rachel, I said, I smell flowers when I hug you. I smell flowers. And she just was like, well, that's awesome, you know, and she went and sat down. Well, then when the meeting went on, I don't remember who the speaker was, but I do remember it was someone when it was prophetic. But the person that was speaking gave her a prophetic word and said, I see the Lord giving you a bouquet. I see the Lord giving you a bouquet of flowers. And my jaw dropped open. And I just thought, oh, God, that is so cool, because when she came in, I could smell flowers on her. And then the prophet, Gabriel Word, said, the Lord's giving you a bouquet. And it's just like God is so unique and so wonderful and beautiful in how he does things like that. But anyhow, that's how I saw you, as I began to pray for you, as a beautiful flower with a beautiful fragrance. And not only the Lord partaking of your beauty and fragrance, but for those around you and those that you meet also partaking of that beautiful fragrance and beauty of the Lord that's put in you. So, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive that. Amen. That's such a beautiful word.
Amen. God is, he's just so awesome in how he does. And yeah, he's just awesome. You know, it's awesome how he uses people and the things he puts in us. So God is good. Was there anything in particular you were going to pray about, hon?
No, that was, I just wanted to let the Lord lead you in prayer and be covered in prayer. So God bless you. Thank you so much for that word. It's so beautiful and so encouraging.
Oh, you're more than welcome, hon. You have a wonderful week, and God bless you and keep you.
You too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Goodness, your numbers have moved around so much. I've got some numbers on here that I don't even have written down. Let me write this down right quick.
Hello?
Is this 281731?
This is 240482.
Let's see, 240. I don't even see that number.
I did have my hand up.
Now tell me the number again.
240482.
482. Okay. All right. Some of the numbers have not. I don't know what's going on with the computer tonight. Okay. I got. It looked like I had three different mics that were open here, and I hadn't clicked on any. All right. Wonderful. Now, who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Okay, Valerie. This has been a strange night as far as the computer is concerned. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know. It's like it's just been a weird night. I looked down and there were three open mics, and I'm like, I hadn't clicked on anybody. How is that happening? So, okay, well, God bless you, Valerie, and I'm glad you're here tonight. So is there anything you were wanting to share, wanting to talk about before I pray for you?
Nothing in particular.
Okay. All right, well, let's pray. Father, I thank you for Valerie, and Lord. God, I just thank you, Lord, that where there have been shadows, Lord, where there have been things that have been in shadows, things that have been where she has not had clarity on, Father, I thank you, Lord, for shedding the light on shadows so that things are clearly seen. I'm not sure what all this has to do with, Valerie. This can be clarity for you. It can also, the word says that we pray that everything that has been hidden be brought to light. So it can also be about the Lord revealing things that have been done in secret or things that have been kept in the dark. You know, that sometimes that can be not so good stuff, that things being brought to light. But the way I heard it was just like shadows, things that were in shadows, of the light being shined on things that were in the shadows. So even though I don't have clarity on what that is, I just see the way I'm seeing it is like when the light is shined, I see it giving you clarity, and it's possible that it could have to do with others. But, I mean, I'm seeing it in the reference to you, at least at this time, that things that have been in shadows, light being shined on it. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for those things that you reveal.
Thank
your word.
You, Lord.
Your word does say, Lord, that everything that has been hidden be brought to light. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for exposing anything that has been hidden, that has been of the evil one, or anything that has been done in a harmful way or in a treacherous way in that sense. But, Lord, we also thank you for even things, sometimes, Lord, those things that we are not clear on, maybe even things that have been in the darkness for us, that can be just our clarity and our understanding or even guidance. Lord, sometimes we're in the dark, so to speak, when we're seeking guidance and when we're seeking wisdom and when we're seeking direction. And, Father, we thank you for the light in those areas, too, that we know that we can see clearly and helps us to know, okay, Lord, which way do we go or what do we do or what's our time? And so it can be clarity on our own lives' part. It can also have to do with God bringing things out in the open where others are concerned that allows all to see what's truth and what's going on. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, whatever the case, Lord, that your light exposes, Lord, that you're a God of light and there is no darkness in you. And we just thank you, Father, for the light of God. Lord, we thank you for the light and all that it does in bringing truth, in bringing exposure, in bringing clarity in every way. Lord, we thank you for your light in our lives, for you are the light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I guess God will, Amen. The Lord will show you what all that has to do with. I didn't get any more on that, but that's a good word either way. It's a good word. So praise God.
Yes. I received that, definitely. You know, there's so many areas I feel like in my life right now where I'm just unclear, you know, just not sure what to do, which way to go. You know, just I feel like there's a lot of uncertainty, and so it's encouraging to know that God will bring clarity, or those things that are, you know, in darkness being brought to light.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's always a good word. Like I said, either way it works, it's all good to have light on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Well,
amen. Thank
well,
you.
Are there any special things on your heart you want prayer about, sweetie?
Yes, my son Jonathan. I don't know if I asked for prayer for him last week, but some of his hormone levels are really low, and we're trying to figure out what's going on. And he's got like some inflammation, and so. My prayer for Jonathan is just for healing for him. I don't know what's going on with him, and we just haven't gotten any clarity. There's still more. He's got to see an endocrinologist, and we've got to do more tests, and I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, I just pray for healing.
Right. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for covering Jonathan, Lord, and keeping him. And Father, we ask that everything be exposed, Lord, that whatever the case is, and that earlier word could even have to do with this.
Yes.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for bringing to light, Lord, what is ailing Jonathan, Lord. What's the problem here that's causing his hormone levels? And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for correcting it. And, Lord, we thank you for bringing comfort to Jonathan, Lord, that he'll not be have any anxiety about this sort of thing. But Father, we thank you, Lord, for guiding the doctors, Lord, for giving the proper test to reveal what this is, Lord, and for remedying it, Lord, for healing it, for finding whatever he needs, Lord, that brings all his hormone levels and brings his body back into the perfect flow that you created it to be.
Thank you,
and Lord. We just thank you for keeping him and keeping Valerie at peace in this, Lord, for giving him the right doctors, the right tests, Lord, everything that he needs. But Lord, we thank you most of all that you are our healer. You are our healer. And we thank you, Lord, for that so much. You're so good, God. In Jesus' name,
amen. 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 Thank you so much for praying.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome, hon. Well, let us know. Let us hear back and how Jonathan is doing and what that finds. Like I said, that earlier word absolutely could have also had to do with this. So.
I didn't even make that connection, but that's so true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, praise God.
Thank you so much. Right. God bless you. Okay.
God bless you too, Judy. 281-731. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Texas.
Evelyn? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever talked with you.
This is
your name
first
doesn't ring.
This is my first time on the line with you.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you, Evelyn, and thank you for holding and thank you for waiting. So let's pray for your father. I thank you for Evelyn. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that she's I'm hearing that inquiring minds, Lord, that she has a mind that she is a truth seeker. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she is one that seeks truth. She's one that, that Lord, even like where the rubber meets the road, Lord, that she wants to know what's real. Father, she wants to know what's of God, what's not, Lord, that she's the one that she's a truth seeker and she is a light seeker. Father, and I thank you, Lord, for that she has that heart for truth. She has that heart for truth, and she has that heart that even says, even if it's hard, I want to know it. You know, even if the truth is hard, I want to know it. I want to know what's real, and I want to know what's not, and I want to know where my life fits in, how my life plays into all of the big picture. And, Father, thank you, Lord, for revealing to Evelyn, Lord, the big picture, Lord, the place that she has in your kingdom, the place that she has in destiny and calling, Lord, that she'll find that place, Lord, that is like I fit here. You know, Lord, we go through life and we look for that place that we feel like this is my niche, this is my calling, this is where I fit. And, Lord, that you will direct Evelyn, that she will have that knowing in her heart. She'll have that satisfaction, that sense of this is my spot, Lord, that she finds that you will direct her to that, and that she finds that place and says, this feels right. I feel comfortable here. This feels right. This feels like the place for me. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for giving her divine connections, Lord, to friends, people that will be a blessing in her life, people that will edify her, Lord, that will those that she can confide in and talk with, those that are that would be like a sisterhood almost. I just sense people in your life that would, and I think you may already have one or two of these, but people in your life, it would be like a Christian sisterhood, like a sisterhood to you, even though they're not blessed in. That sisterhood there, that be just a blessing in your life, and those people that are so special to you, and those people that that are really for you. I mean, we all need them. We need people that are really for us. And that we know that they're for us, that they're not here today and gone tomorrow. They're only for us when we're doing something for them. But those people, that sisterhood, and I just sense that in your life and God blessing you in that way.
Thank you.
Father, I just thank you, Lord, for providing for Evelyn, Lord, for meeting her needs, Lord, for the provision, Lord, in every sense, provision in finances, but also provision, Lord, in Lord, in health and provision in understanding and wisdom and guidance in every way. And, Father, I bless Evelyn in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. The young lady that gave me your number, Sister Rhonda, she's I met her, and she's a very important, key figure in my life. You know, I can say she's a sisterhood, you know, that I have met along with some people here in Houston. But I thank God for that prayer that you prayed for me, and that's what I was going to ask you to pray for, directions. And you already hit on every bit of that. And, and the thing I had been praying about also that you hit on, you said that I will find out the place where I fit. And I just been praying. I've been, kind of fasting today, and I want to know exactly why I fit in the body of Christ. I don't want to be anywhere where God, don't want me to be. And that's what I'm wrestling with right now.
Yeah.
We all do. I mean, we all do at times. As we journey through life, we go through times. And I have many times, too, where we're like, God, where is my place? But I just sense God helping you find that spot, that you find that, that you feel comfortable there and say, this is my spot. This is where
Hallelujah.
God called me. I know I belong here. So praise
Glory
God.
Praise God. Amen. So, and one other thing that I want to pray for, I'm believing God for a husband.
Okay. Well, let's just pray, girl. The word says that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing, and I think the reverse is also true. Father, Lord, that you created man, even in the beginning, Lord, you created Eve, you created Adam, and then created Eve, Lord, that it was not good that we'd be alone, Lord. And so, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you know exactly where the person is, Lord, that would compliment Evelyn, and that they would be soulmates, that they would be best friends, Lord, that they would be a blessing to one another and be able to build one another up and just help one another in every way, Lord, that would bring joy to one another's lives. And, Father, I just ask, Lord, that you would coordinate that connecting between them, God. Lord, you know where they are, you know the timing on all of it, but, Lord, that you would connect them together, Lord, because it is a good thing, Lord. Family, it was in your heart, Lord, before it was ever in ours, Lord. Like, so you, even Adam and Eve, you gave them one another, Lord. That's your heart, Lord, is family. And even a husband and wife, if they don't have children, they're still a family. I don't have kids. My husband and I, we are a family. And so,
Amen.
Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for connecting Evelyn with one that she could share her heart with, and Lord, that love, that they could share love for one another and have a home, Lord, under you, and a home full of love and peace and good
Amen.
Things and laughter and joy.
Amen.
So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing that person and, Lord, helping them to meet, helping them to cross paths, helping them to connect. And, Lord, we just thank you in advance, Lord. You know exactly who she needs. You know exactly who she's going to fit into the life of in a beautiful way, in a perfect way. So, Lord, we entrust you with that. We thank you for that in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. Hallelujah.
Oh, you're welcome,
it's
hon.
Just amazing
you're more than
to me how you have spoken to my life. The same thing that I was going to ask you to pray for, directions. That's
well,
so
God
awesome.
Knows. God,
thank you
God,
so
God
much.
Knows. Oh, you're more
yes,
than welcome.
May
and
the
thank
Lord
you
to, bless
thank
you
to,
and keep you.
You too, sweetie. You too. And,
thank
and thanks
you.
To Rhonda. Uh-huh. You have a
yes.
wonderful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hi, well, it just moved on me. Let's see, 717-217. I believe this is Anita.
Yes, this is she. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm good, hon. I'm good. I'm so sorry for everyone for the computer problems tonight. But we're managing to get through it, so that's the main thing.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Anyhow, you be blessed. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Anita. And, Father, I thank you for the guide, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the guidance. But I'm not hearing the word guidance. I'm hearing the word guide. Guide.
G-U-I-D?
Uh-huh. G-U-I-D-E.
G-U-I-D-E.
Guide. Yeah, I'm hearing the word guide. And I'm sensing, what I'm sensing is that the Lord is using you at times or is going to use you to help you help others, help guide others into the path of
yes.
God. And it
yes,
may be something you already do. But
that's
God
what I'm
using, that's awesome. God using you to guide others to him. Now, God does give you
yes.
guidance. He gives us wisdom. We know that. But God using you as a guide. He using you to help guide others to him.
Yes.
To help point them in the right direction, to help encourage them in the Lord, and to help show them truth, you know,
yes.
For people to realize that there's a God that loves them and loves them intimately, that knows their life, that knows their name, not just a God up in heaven that's overseeing the earth,
yes.
which he does, but a God that's intimately involved in each life. But I see God using you in a very personal way in individual
mm-hmm.
lives, you know, because we touch people one by one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Big meetings are wonderful where the multitudes are touched. But most of us, we touch on lives one person at a time, and I see God using you as a guide. And I thank you, Lord, for reward. Father, for her, Father. I thank you, Lord, for a reward for Anita, Lord, that as she sows into the lives of others, Lord, give and it shall be given, that as she sows into others,
yes.
Lord, that you're sowing into her. Lord, as
yes.
she plants into others, Lord, that you're planting into her and bringing harvest in for her life and in her life as well. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for not only the reward, but, Lord, but for the satisfaction, for that sense of the word achievement, it's achievement, but it's really just seeing the blessings of God. There's such a satisfaction in knowing that God
yes.
is using us, knowing that God is pleased with us. It brings such a contentment and a pleasure to our hearts. You know, it brings that
mm-hmm.
warm feeling of God used me to touch that life. God used me to help bring this one to the Lord or to help them heal through tragedy and through difficulty. And I do see God
mm-hmm.
using you very much in that way, that people that have gone through heartache, heartbreak and tragedy,
mm-hmm.
people that have gone through things, God really using you to comfort those. And I see particularly
mm-hmm.
women, the Lord using you to really comfort those that have gone through, whether it's the loss of a mate or family, just loss, people that have gone through tragedy
mm-hmm.
and loss and heartbreak in their lives, maybe divorce or whatever. God using you to really be a friend in a time of need to these ladies and just bring encouragement to them and let them know that there's someone that cares and someone that will listen to them and take the time to hear them and to pray over them and just give them a hug when they need it. So, Father, thank you, Lord, for just using Anita in a beautiful way and rewarding her, Lord, and pouring back into her life good measure, pressed down and running over. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. It's so wonderful. That's what I'm doing at the moment. That's what I'm doing.
Awesome.
Just what you pray for
is awesome.
What I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea. That's praise God. Praise God. Thank you for the confirmation. I had no idea. So is there anything in particular, Nettie, you were wanting prayer about, sweetie?
Can you pray for my daughter, Christina? She's not well.
Okay.
She's only the
Father, we just come into agreement for Christina, Lord, that you would bring healing for her. Lord, that you would surround her with your love. Lord, that you would surround her with your presence, with your healing power. Father, we thank you, Lord, for just bringing a restoration to her mind and a restoration to her body. Lord, to her heart, to her soul, Lord, everything that has ailed her. Lord, all of the things, because most of the time when we go through physical things, it affects our mind as well.
Yes.
It affects our emotions and things like that. There's many times the trauma that goes with sickness or whatever, the trauma that goes on can be harder to heal from than the actual sickness is.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for bringing a wholeness to Christina, Lord, that she be made whole, Lord, that she recover, that she be restored, that there be renewal in her body and renewal in her mind and her heart and her emotions, that all, every area, Lord, that there be healing. And, Lord, we thank you so much in advance for touching her and loving her so well.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for praying for me. You're my family.
No, you're more than welcome, hon. You're more than welcome, and thank you for holding. And feel free to call back anytime. We love praying with you guys.
Yes.
We love getting a visit with you.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed evening.
You too, sweetie. Good night. All right, 704-492. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Dastia from Canada.
Oh, hi, Dastia. Let's see. Write this down right quick.
Hi.
Good to hear from you. All right, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Dastia, Father, and I thank you, Lord. I hear the word elevated, elevate, elevate, elevated. Father, thank you, Lord, that you have called Dastia to an elevated place. And Father, thank you, Lord, that your will and your desire is to elevate him. Your will and your desire is to elevate him not only in understanding and knowledge, Lord, that's actually your first place many times that you desire to elevate us is in our understanding. Lord, that we understand your word, that we understand the application of the word to our own lives. Lord, that we understand that you're faithful and you're just and you're true and that you're with us always. Father, that you understand, that we understand and we have that revelation, Lord, that you're bigger than we can ever imagine. Lord, that you will do abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine. And Lord, as our understanding is elevated, as our revelation is elevated, Lord, then you begin to elevate us even in the natural, Lord, that we are repositioned, and Lord, that we are promoted, Lord, that we get promotion in life, Lord, as we grow in your word, that it's promoted, and Lord, not only in how others see us, Lord, but how that we see ourselves as children of God, Lord, promotion in jobs, Lord, promotion within the body of Christ, Lord, that you use us in wonderful ways, in great ways to help teach others. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that Dasha know and understand that he's been called to a higher place. Lord, that promotion and elevation is what you have for him. that you've called him to be elevated. You've called him to more than he has seen at this time. God, you've called him to more than he has seen at this time. But, Lord, your plans for him have not changed. Lord, your plans for him are still for good things, still for excellent things, Lord, still for more than he has dreamed for himself. Lord, that's still your plans for him. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for guiding him. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for connecting him to the correct people. Lord, and for even disconnecting him to some degree, Lord, from those that would speak anything lower to him than what your plans are for him. Lord, that no one would be able to plant seeds of doubt or seeds of that would just even be from the enemy. Lord, that would be less than what you have called Ashton to. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for filling his heart with faith and filling his heart, Lord, with an assurance that you're with him and that you're drawing him and that you're calling him, Lord, and plant your word within his heart. Lord, plant your word within his heart that he will know what is true, that he will know what is correct, that he will know, Lord, when something disagrees with your word. Because anything that disagrees with the word of God is not God's plan for our life. God, his word is always our guide. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for elevation in his life. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing him to higher places. And, Lord, for completing, for bringing to completion that next step that you have for him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome. Was there anything in particular you wanted prayer about?
Well, I believe God led you to speak about anything because I've been praying for understanding for the past week because of the job that I have. I had difficulty to get through it. And but I think I'm doing pretty good now. Yes, I believe, and I thank God for leading you to pray for that. Thank you.
No, you're more than welcome. Well, you have a blessed week, Dasha, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, let me get it. Okay. 334-590. This is Ashley.
Jayla.
Oh, Jayla. Okay. How are you, Jayla?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Good to have you tonight, sweetie. Well, let's pray for you right quick. I don't know if this will cut me off at 8:30 or not since I'm called in on this other thing. It may and it may not, so I'm going to pray real quick. Father, I thank you for Jayla, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for just the kindness that's in her heart. I thank you, Lord, for the sweetness that's in her heart. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing encouragement to her. I just sense a little bit, Jayla, I sense a little bit of sadness or a little bit of something, like maybe you're a little down today. It just seems like there's a little something concerning you tonight, maybe. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing joy to Jayla, Lord, and bringing encouragement to her, Lord, that sometimes when we go through delays or things that feel like delays, sometimes things are not really delayed. Maybe at times we just wish things would come together and work a little faster. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for just bringing that sense that all is well in Jayla's life. And, Lord, that you are working on her behalf and in her behalf. And, Lord, that you're working behind the scenes and, Lord, that you're guiding her. And, Father, Lord, the questions that she has before you, the petitions that she has before you, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for giving her the answers and making it clear that she knows that she knows that she has heard from you. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that even, Lord, if there is a repositioning to some degree in her life, God, that it will come with peace and it will come with excitement of new adventure, Lord, and not with any type of dread or any type of fear in any way like that, Lord, but that, Lord, that when you put us on a new assignment, when you sometimes things that can have to do with other people. You know, sometimes situations change to where there is a redirection. I don't know that God is redirecting you. I'm just kind of giving you what's coming up in my heart. But sometimes the Lord, when there is a redirection, that wherever God takes us, it's going to be good. You know, he says, I know the plans I have for you to do you good and not harm, to give you hope and a future. That every good gift comes from above. So even when there's a redirection in our lives, God's going to bless us in the redirection. So even in the redirections, we can have that excitement of what God has that lays ahead, because he's, what he always has for us is goodness and blessing, good things. Some of the lessons can be hard at times, but God is always good, and we always keep that in mind. So, Father, I just thank you for Jayla's life, Lord, that whatever may be going on and whatever changes may be currently going on or lay ahead of her, Lord, that she will move forward with the confidence that you are with her and that you are for her. If God be for me, who can be against me? And that always be in the forefront of her heart, that God is for me. Always, God is for me. So Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your goodness, and I thank you for Jayla, Lord, for the special, unique girl that she is, Lord, and all of the wonderful things that you have for her, Lord, that she will feel encouraged and she will feel excitement with each new adventure and each new step you have for her. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Was there anything you wanted to talk about tonight, sweetie, or anything on your heart?
No, not tonight. I don't have anything specific.
Okay. All right. Well, you be blessed, hon. And I will talk
to you
later.
You
too. I'm going to wait just a few seconds here and see if this cuts off or not, if it cuts off at 8:30 or not. Yep. Okay. It's doing what I thought it would do. Okay, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and end the program because it's doing the echo now. So I'm sorry. I've still got several more callers here, but once it gets to this point that it starts at, and I have no way of making it stop. So God bless you guys. I just speak a blessing over each and every one, and y'all have a wonderful week. Amen.